Because it'll be. Is it safe to us? I don't know. Because I've heard of that. I know Lex Friedman does that. He has all his podcasts. Yeah. They all translate into Spanish.
But I feel like someone does that. There's an interpreter.
Not AI?
I don't think so. At least
for
not
us,
now.
We're not that balling, eh?
Imagine they get the same voice. Crazy.
I'm suing. Your Spanish saying, yeah. Watch your fucking self. Amigo, compadre. Well, what does a Spanish me look like? It'd probably be the same me.
Yeah, for sure. check. What am I on line two? Just a little. Check.
Break a 1-9. It's Shaq's freestyle.
Did he drop one?
Against Shannon Sharp.
No way. Oh my God. That's awesome.
Shaq's been so wild. Shaq's even had like the kind of like where he has interviews playing before the track.
Yeah.
Like, you know, man's them talking about him.
Why are they beefing though?
I don't know. I think Shaq keeps saying he deserved to be. He's still salty about Steve Nash getting
still?
He's what?
Really?
Super cheese.
Oh my God.
About Steve. So you'll never let it go, right? And I think what happened, Jokic got it.
Yeah, that kind of rubbed people
the
wrong way.
I think he kind of told him, like, on. But I'm like, yo, on the spot, doc?
Yeah. Shaq's like, just so you know, I didn't have you in my books. You know what I mean? And he's like, oh, it's all good.
Yeah, that's some hidden shit, though.
Well, no, there's been, like, it's not a conspiracy, but nobody's won 3 times in a row. So Jokic won 2 in a row, and then they gave it to Embiid.
Not even Kobe?
Nobody.
MJ, nobody.
Nobody's won 3 MVPs in a row.
You're not a sucker for Bailey's, man. Bailey's my kryptonite.
Oh, shit. I got the salted caramel.
Ooh. You and your eclectic taste?
I thought about this when it got cold. I was like, oh, this is...
I keep seeing your peanut butter one.
Yeah, I've been wanting to get it.
It's popping up in the shops now. I'm like, oh, every time I pass by it, I'm like, Craig's very unique tasting drink. No one has ever sold out.
The key for me is to stack up on exotic sodas first.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they go so well. Like, there's Mountain Dew Black. There's Dr. Pepper Strawberries and Cream.
Mountain Dew Black.
Yeah, it was their, like, Halloween edition. And it's, like, grape. And it tastes like fucking peanut butter and grape jelly sandwich, bro. Ooh. Nah. It's
funny. When you mix it with your thing.
So good.
You're such a good bro. You have the palate of a fat kid.
It's terrible.
It's like my boss, I made him cake, and then I smelled my cake. Okay, I'm working, and I smelled the cake.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, that smells like my cake. I'm like, but I look over, he's like, Ozzy, I gotta tell you, man, it's too nice. I said, fam, what's that on the cake? He's like, oh, I'll tell you what I did.
He did something to the cake?
So I had some chocolate pudding.
No.
Just dumped chocolate pudding all over my cake. And I just thought, I'm like, you know what? You're such a fat kid.
You had
a
like, bro.
Yeah, he was in his bag. He was in his bag. And I can't hate on that, right?
Oh, my God. You want to start off with sports or you want to start off with beef?
I think we'll start off with sports.
Sports?
I think we've been making it a habit of doing that. Yeah, so I guess it's like whatever.
All right.
Oh, man. Sounding good, feeling good, feeling great.
Yeah, I think we're good to go, man.
Episode 60.
66. Double sticks and hockey sticks.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a beautiful day in the city of Toronto. We have the best co-host in the world here. Say hi to the people, Craig.
What's going on, world? It's your boy, Space Boy Elroy.
Mm-hmm. We have the latest diss tracks from Shaquille O'Neal. We are not here to fail you, ladies and gentlemen.
The rap beef is just ongoing. Even non-rappers are getting involved.
I think the kids, what did the kids say? The culture wins.
I need a podcast beef.
They have those.
If you want the smoke. No, they have freestyles. Hidden Six. Clap back. Episode 66 of the Hidden Six. Let's go.
Psst. I see dead people.
Hey, mustard on the beat, ho, Debo, any rap nigga, he a freak, though. Man down, call like Amber Lambs, tell him breathe, bro. Nella nigga to the cross, he walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni ass niggas trying to see Compton? The industry can hate me, fuck them all and they mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body, I'm John Stockton. Beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching.
Beat your ass and hot the Bible if God watching. Beat your ass and hot the Bible if God watching.
Oh, yes, right. Welcome back, Craig.
We got some beef. We got some beef eater. Now, Zane, he's a different breed, y'all. I mean, I thought he was going to drink this raw dog, and it scared me for a moment. I thought this episode was going to turn into an intervention, but thankfully, yes, cooler heads prevailed, and I see some ginger ale in that cup as well, sir. So.
You don't think that intervention episode is coming, eh?
I don't think so. That's gonna I'm going to be your number one supporter on the other side. I'm like, but he's fine.
I was like, yeah, and I bring the guests. It's like, father, sit down.
Yo, Zane, fuck these guys. Let's go get a drink.
Yeah. You need to wash this down, this pity down. No, I've been drinking gin for a while now because, like I said, I try in increments to be a kind of a healthier person, not drink the brown stuff or the vodka stuff instead of, why don't you just cut out liquor one step at a time?
Health consciousness when it comes to alcohol is like
kind of weird.
It's a very slippery slope.
It's like at half inhaling.
It's like, you know, I got people that are drinking Slim and Clear because it's got like no carbs. You really got to do it though. It's like a life change, you know, as you get, as your body adapts, you know what I mean? And as you've done some damage, as most of us
get old.
Getting old, as our metabolism and all the sciencey stuff happens, you're probably going to have to make some adjustments, or maybe you just can't handle it like you used to. So drinking six of this versus drinking six of that has a whole different outcome on your night. You know what I mean?
But I still feel like you're shitting on my decision to
no.
Craig, are you shooting at me right now?
In your case.
Okay. Exception to me. All right.
No, in
going.
Your case, as you've described, is a different group of people that are just strictly looking to cut out things like the sugar and, you know, the carbs and just the nastiness that comes with this. You want all the good feels with little to no backlash from that drink. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, thank you for making me feel good about being an alcoholic, Craig.
The choice of alcohol.
Here you go again.
This is where the judgment comes in.
Okay. Hold on. Okay.
Going to put some hair on your chest.
I put this on
times.
The table, right? And and then Craig's like, damn. And I was like, yo, but Craig, it's gin. Gin's like, the after gin is what? Wine? The scale?
Yeah.
It's what? It's rum. Not the rum y'all drink.
No.
Fooey rum, owie rum. Then you have the rum. Then what? Maybe cognac, brandy.
For brown liquors?
Yeah, in regards to like just potency.
Oh, potency. Cognac, brandy. Bourbon. Bourbon's got to slide in there somewhere.
I don't know if I have had enough bourbon in my... Whiskey?
Slide bourbon and whiskey going to slide up in there still.
Okay, and then what's below that?
Below that would be like the spiced rum.
Okay.
A little bit, because it actually takes a little bit off.
Okay.
Some of them at least. Below that, you probably got like tequila.
All right.
Tequila kind of drops down below. Yeah. Vodka tends to get down the list a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Where does the gin fit?
For me, it doesn't. There's no world where gin fits in, but to each their own. Different strokes for different folks.
There's a lot of good gin out there.
I don't know.
Fruity. You like all the fruity stuff.
I could see a mean cocktail coming out of that.
Oh,
I could see it.
Did you have a bad store running with gin? Is this why?
Surprisingly not. It's just something that I've never committed to. It's never been like I'll sit down and I'll grab a different bottle here and there.
Gin's never on the radar.
It's there, man. It's never there. Maybe I got to get some better perspective. You know?
I'm a bit taken aback because I always find that you drink a lot of weird shit.
I would rather drink.
Look, the way he looks at it, it's like a wild animal on the table.
We're better off slapping a bottle of punch-in on the table, and I would have been game. You know what I mean?
What I always think about punching like 40-ounce bottles.
Bro,
I don't think David's.
I only see it in water bottles. I've never seen it in a bottle it's supposed to be in. But I digress.
Goodness,
we got some sports action popping off.
Yes.
It's not looking good, Toronto. It's not looking good. I'm not going to lie. Whether you're a supporter or not, and supporter of various teams, just the Toronto sports culture right now, the fans are looking bad. We want change, but at the same time, we act too hoity-toity. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So the Leafs are out of the playoffs.
Way out.
A lot of people know
that
by now.
Yes, I watched it. I was there.
And in typical Game 7 fashion, as usual, many people have called it. We tried to say, no, it's not going to be like that this time. It was.
It's true.
There was no stopping it. It's unfortunate. You know, Boston was the better team. You got to argue that. At the end of the day, we didn't show up till halfway through the series, right?
It always seems that they had a tougher, harder gear.
They wanted more. when you get to the playoffs, everyone's good on paper.
I thought we wanted it more when we were down 3-0.
We really were fighting. 2-1. They were fighting, man. And then Wall just mysteriously disappeared.
He got injured?
He gets injured. I'm air quoting the fuck out of that.
Oh, you don't believe that?
I don't know, man. He was looking pretty good in that last game.
No, but it said, you know when he got injured? Ready for it?
When
the last play.
That goal.
That last, when he stretched out. I'm like, but that's what you guys do.
Why would you wild out like that if that's the case? You're up 2 with like 10 seconds left. Why would you be wilding? I was screaming shutout at the TV, and then they dropped it at like 1 second left. I'm like, God damn it, of course not.
This is Craig's 10th TV.
It's my TED talk. But yeah, you know, reactions have already begun. So Keefe, no longer head coach of the Leafs. Everybody saw that coming, even him.
This is his second go around?
For Keefe? Yeah. It was, yeah.
Okay, now my beef with that is if you get fired, don't post a video of you on a beach.
He was talking
mad
shit.
I'm sitting there, and I'm like, how much time are we in already? We're in a couple seconds in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy? This guy is, it's the clearest water. I'm like, is that water even real?
It's like where he got the news. He didn't even like, this man was already on vacation. He's like, oh yeah, I saw that coming.
Okay. Right. So I'm not tripping. That is a middle finger, right?
That's fucked up.
He could have done it in the hotel room. He could have done it in the kitchen of the hotel room.
He was
on the balcony or wherever
he was.
Chased out
of town, bro. So he knew what was coming. This man probably had a stiff ass drink after that game, put on whatever record he needed, and was like, yo, I gotta get on a plane.
So the writing was on the wall. You know this was coming.
For
you
sure.
were like, okay.
For sure. I think he's a situation where even had they gone second round beyond that, I think if there was no cup, he was gonna get fired. There's no other answer at this point. You're like 5 years in, I believe it is, and
that
you
is
got
tough.
4 first round exits
for
and a round
to,
two.
For a team to, for people to have the expectation of you winning a championship.
It's a lot.
With your second go around.
I know, it's a lot. But
has he won any before?
He was with the Marlies before, so he's won stuff in the farm system. That's where he was getting his rep. That's where.
Are you kidding me?
That's his come ups, yeah.
You give your little cousin the job?
Kind of.
That is crazy.
Well,
how the fuck do you expect?
Okay, but hear me out here, and I'll give him credit to this, is that you had a young group at the time. You didn't surround it with too many veterans, and from Babcock before, he's a super hard-ass coach, and these guys were pretty much pussy. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. So they needed someone who was a little softer side. So him working with a younger group and getting them into a championship-caliber team kind of put him in a good front-runner position to mold this group into what it is now. So after Dubas left, it was like, yo, Keefe's going to run along with him because they've always been a 1-2 punch.
Okay.
But Trey Living, when he came in as the GM for the Leafs this year, said, nah, that's my man's. I'm sticking with him. He doubled down, which you're like, all right, respect for that. Probably a bad decision, but you're cleaning up a lot of the mess and you want to give the guy his last hurrah.
To say, yo, I give you all the free reign.
You know what I mean? So, yo, if it ain't this time, it's you. This time, it's you because it ain't going to be me next year. So, who comes in to coach them? I don't know, man. Emilio Estevez?
Mighty Ducks.
That's it.
Mighty Ducks.
Quack. Yeah, I mean, and Boston and Florida has been a great series. I find it funny that a lot of Toronto sports lovers just act like the sport dies when their team is out.
Why would not say
the viewership
Why
is
not?
Cut in half.
It's not Boston, Toronto on the flag or on. No,
there's still
no,
so
no,
much
no.
good hockey happening, bro. So yeah, much
a lot
good
of people keep saying
happening.
That. People, my boys at work was like, well, great. Now we get to watch good hockey. And I'm like, what?
The sad thing is Edmonton and Vancouver got a face off in round two, and that's the last two Canadian teams in. So someone's got to go. That sucks. But.
That'll be a good
There's
fight.
Still
though.
Hope for Canada to hoist the cup. So.
Yeah,
we talked about it before.
We're never.
Toronto can actually cheer for an Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
Vancouver, I'm kind of on the fence.
Why can't we cheer for the Habs?
Vancouver? Oh yeah, you better not. The 5-hour drive will tell you different.
We covered last time. Everybody's a half fan out there, which is weird. They have better sweaters, I think.
But it's there's still lots of good hockey out there, folks. Ultimately, there's a lot of trade rumors spiraling, and I don't know if you saw this report, but it's been reported that Mitch Marner has hired security, and any interviews or pods that he's involved in, they have to give him the itinerary first. So, boom, Mitch Marner sits down with the Hidden Six.
I know, he needs the questions.
He gives you a list of what you can't say, and there's anything pertaining to him as a person, as an individual.
So, my why you pussy question is not...
It ain't gonna happen, even though everyone
can you
wants
take
to
a hit?
Know.
When's the last time you hit somebody? Have you hit anything? Yeah. Have you hit a box?
This guy was like, it's the last box you hit, bro. It's so easy to grill them and put it under the microscope, but it's so fucking true, man. It's so true. This guy did not show up.
Would you now, sorry, as a media personality, would you still invite him onto your show?
Nah, because you're not getting the details that you really want, right? So what are you going to talk about at that point? You want to talk about hockey in general, other teams, the Leafs, what? So you can talk shit about me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, because once it's cool, right? The team.
It's cool, right? Okay. So I could talk shit about how you didn't perform, but no. Let's focus on the goalie. You know what I mean?
So you said Martin is out of here?
Could be. I thought personally Morgan Riley was going to be on the chopping block. I don't personally see, everyone says that the Leafs need a stacked defense. It's not true because you're scoring 4 or 5 goals outside of the playoffs.
Well, these 4 or 5 goals didn't fucking show up.
You need a goalie who can stop.
Yeah, that's what's narrative.
That's what
was a
need.
Good was a good preseason, regular season coach.
Yeah,
but that's why I said, why would you bring someone up from Triple A pretty much to go to finals? It doesn't. It boggles. You're literally shooting. It's almost seems like they're setting you up to fail.
Almost.
It doesn't because
they grow as a family. You know,
it's your hockey brain.
Yeah.
How much times have you heard of that actually happening? Not even just our coach, but a Triple A coach.
Yeah, taking them right? all the way up.
Can't think of what. Doesn't make any sense.
Usually, it's like pretty seasoned.
Even
coaches.
In basketball, it'll make no sense. Yeah. You need what is it? We need veterans. Oh, these guys have seen these bright lights before. They've been here before.
Right.
Football might be different because it's coaching skill.
There's a dash of luck in there. There's a dash of luck.
Miss a lot.
A lot in this case. But I think that when it comes to not winning a championship, it comes to developing the team. That's where I gave him the props is that, you know, you kept everyone together. You saw them losing their shit. What was it? Game 2 or 3 where they're fucking slamming their fists and throwing shit. And that's where you start to see them become a little bit, you know, unhinged. But he held his composure. There was a couple bullshit calls, and he's actually not freaking out. He's setting a good tone for the team.
Yeah.
I mean, you're there for a reason.
But he's never as fired up as I think he should be.
But when
I like to see a coach chewing out a player. Though.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
They
but
don't ever let it happen again.
Though, when they tried that route, especially with Babcock, the players turn, and then you get a shit outcome.
But it's been a while. Grow some nuts, bro.
I know. You're in
it's
now.
It's been a while.
Big boy. Yo,
get over that shit. You should be like, bring Babcock back.
Yeah, let me show him what I got this time. Yeah. But
I
it depends
on
the core.
Purpose.
Yeah, depends on the core that you've got. So every year they're switching out these 1-2 pieces that they're hoping are like the fucking final puzzle pieces, like a Max Domi, a Tyler Bertuzzi, and
Domi pulled his weight.
Fierce, bro. They Domi actually make a huge difference. So I don't know, man. I think that there's definitely got to be trades, but at the same time, you've got a couple dudes locked into these long-term contracts. So Tavares is coming up. He's almost done. Marner's almost done, I believe, as well. Those guys essentially have to figure out where they're going to go. The guys are going to have to figure out how to play without them. And obviously Matthews stays. Me personally, I'm biased. I think Nylander could be a good trade chip. I would sooner trade Nylander,
we can get more for him.
For a goalie.
I was about to say, what are you doing with your goalie position?
I trade my high ticket players for like the goalie, like a Bobrovsky from Florida, you know, but a younger dude, I wouldn't want him now. I need that goalie, bro. Give me in the playoffs. Give me a 1-2 goals against average. I looked up the stats. Samsonov, his lifetime right now for his playoff appearances, he is 21 games deep. No, 22 now because I checked before the game 7. 22 games in with only 7 wins and an .830 save percentage and a 3-point-something goals against average. That is fucking ugly, bro. That's ugly no matter what. That does not scream Stanley Cup to me. Now,
but you still got a coach from the minors.
Joseph Woll. I know, right? You made a good point there.
It's blowing my mind.
Joseph
you guys call me? Call me.
Joseph Woll's got 7 games of playoff experience now, and I think he has 3 wins, and he has like a .930 save. No, something like a .930 save percentage
He's due for a good one. He's due for a nice bump.
We dodged a bullet by getting rid of Campbell. Right, he goes to Edmonton. He's not even playing right now.
Yeah,
Skinner's in. They sent his ass to the minor. Yo, you're in your head too much, Soupy.
Damn.
Sorry, Soup. But
Craig, like he lost some money.
Yeah. So I'm gonna have this cheers. This is a toast.
Yeah.
To the Maple Leafs for the 2024 season.
Mm.
Salty.
You can't make caramelly. Me chug this. This I like to like.
You gotta savor that. Very good. The Blue Jays, man, I am scared to watch right now too, man. These guys, I'm gonna go a week back and listening to them on the radio. I'm driving, doing my errands. Boom, 6-1 is them against Washington. Vladdy hits a grand slam. It's all I'm like, yo, bless, the game's over, you know?
Yeah.
Sure enough, later on that night, turn the TV on. They fucking lost 11-8. Come on, guys. This is just the Phillies slap the shit out of them. They managed to get one back. They fucking lose to the Twins yesterday. You guys are all over the place, bro.
Philly again.
But you're sub 500 already. It's
Philly got our numbers in all the sports, bro.
Man, I don't even know if we're going to get a wild card this year. I don't even think we're going to get to that point. We're below Boston.
Damn.
That's bad in a baseball term, man. That's not looking good. You guys just can't hit when the guys are throwing good. Can't throw when the guys are hitting good. Can't fucking save a game. What the fuck, man?
Craig, I think what's happening, I think we might have to...
Suit up.
Park up. Me and you in the bench, but they put us in the wrong sport. Don't put me in to do hockey.
Me and Zane are just there practicing handshakes.
Wait, the game's over? Who scored?
Even Vladdy had the audacity when he hit that grand slam to mimic the jacket. They got rid of the jacket because they wanted to show that they're more mature and that it's not a play. We're not playing around this.
We don't have a WCW belt.
Right? But at the same time, the man mimics the fuck. He literally does the motion, the shoulder shrug with the hands.
Put on, yeah.
He puts on, bro.
Put on.
Lose, right? Not you as an individual, but get the fuck out of here, bro.
As you, I pray that none of the Leafs players, staff, or the Jays, but meet Craig Unroad.
I think
that's going to be hell.
I think that it's so easy to be critical of these people, but at the same time, man, like, Masai changed my mind. He warped my perspective that one move can fix it all. You know what I mean? And he was not scared to do it. Everyone.
He'd been mad quiet, though.
He is. Now we're not looking as good. But I'm saying that had he not got, if Kawhi was there and we didn't win a championship, it's not like we would have been like rioting, yeah. But you would have been like, yo, you fucked up. You stabbed DeRozan in the back. You made all these moves and we got nothing to show for it. Now Kawhi's gone. He fucked our girl.
He's screaming outside. He kicked out the party.
Right?
That's why we don't want you here.
Right? But it worked. And it just proved that what he proved to me as a sports fan is that you're not above the team. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, yo, DeRozan's there. He's been there for all these years. And Toronto, we love our teams. We love them. They're all over the place, bro. Like, you're a hero to us. Mitch Marner would say, a god. Did you hear that? He actually referenced that they look at them like gods.
No, we don't. Yeah. No, relax.
It didn't age well.
Yeah.
But he proved that, yo, you ain't shit, bro. I'm going to ship your ass to San Antonio.
Yeah,
this guy's doing it. He's my horse. He's the Kentucky Derby winner, bro.
Not anymore.
Right?
You're pulling his shit over there.
I know. It didn't work out well for
you. Yo,
the
Kawhi is like the baddie. Tattoos, you're just a baddie. You don't fucking cook.
Kawhi,
you don't even take the kids to plays and shit, sign up to swim camp. Yeah, you just look good.
I think that he used all of his Michael Jordan Space Jam juice on his
the water
with the raps because he's like, yo, this is my ticket to LA. It wasn't even to win us a chip.
Oh,
right?
He's lifting. He didn't
care.
Like,
I gotta get home. I gotta get home right now.
Hot.
And finally makes it to LA. He's like, yo, I'll put my feet up. Yo, coach, yo, I'm only playing 60 games. Yeah, load management as usual, right? But the NBA playoffs, man, we got fuck. Yo, can you picture the Knicks?
Shout out to Knicks, man.
Picture
that. Shout out
Knicks
to Knicks. Homeboy.
Finals?
He seems like he put the team
Brunson
on his back.
Brunson.
Like, this guy had like
it.
You know when someone hits Super Saiyan for the first time, like, then they come back and you see them, they're still in it.
Yeah.
But he's like on road doing groceries. Yeah. Like, turn back. Yeah, that's what the fuck. When we saw Goku and like Super Saiyan, like just doing groceries, we're like, yes, this is what we love.
The fact that they beat Philly too feels so good.
I wasn't like, expecting that.
No, but it's like you got to cheer for anyone that beats a Philly. Right. Me as a on the Raps perspective is Boston's probably a team that I actually hate the least.
Yeah.
Funny enough, because if you give me hockey,
I give Boston their respect because I like the Boston looks like a team we should.
Oh, 100%. 100%. It took them a while to get there, but they up now.
Oh, my goodness. So Joker got his. Joker got MVP.
Joker got MVP. And some say rightfully so. It was a close one. It was him. It was SGA.
Yeah.
Sean Gay.
Listen,
Gilchrist, Sean Gilchrist Alexander.
You see, he is cooking.
Yeah, he's doing good. And Doncic got third.
Another Toronto youth.
Yeah. Quick, guy, for the Toronto. See,
if you don't have sports, we have the Toronto Mans then. But shout out to Jokic. Got his. It was some salt with it.
Yeah.
Shaq was like, yeah, but I wasn't rooting for you anyway. Like, Shaq, congrats, not the time.
Just not to steal your moment.
Right? So, people wonder why is Shaq salt? Listen, Shaq's still salty because he did not get MVP over Steve Nash.
I don't think he deserved it
and
here,
he's
bro.
Still cheese, right?
Then I didn't even believe he was still mad about that.
And then he had a mixtape, a diss track, which is just, oh my God.
That is too fucking funny, man. Right? Shaq can get in his bag anytime he wants. Anytime you think that Shaq's like not interested or just not going to be part of this,
he'll pop up.
He'll find a way.
He'll pop up.
I don't think that if you're a vet, it gives you like, if you're a TV personality, it doesn't give you the right to like shit on anyone's parade. You know what
even
I mean?
Even if
you
you're
have to eat your.
For you to say it then,
that's mean, bro. But that could have put a battery in his back, right? So that could put a battery in his back. So the thing I like about it is that they announced the awards partway through the playoffs.
I like that.
So now, like, Alexander's like, yo, second, what? He's going to fucking step up. You know what I mean? Doncic, yo, third? Yo, fuck that, you know? Joker's like MVP, bitch. Boom, time to make a comeback, right? So the series are looking good right now. Timberwolves and Nuggets, I never would have expected to be even at the 2-1.
Another Toronto, not a local man.
Murray wilding out, though, eh? I don't know if you heard, he threw like a heating pad on the floor, and they were saying he was like trying to slip up the referee with a banana peel kind of deal. He threw a temper tantrum.
I will allow it.
They find him, but nothing.
I will allow it. If I'm playing my ass off and I feel like things are not cool, yo, LeBron can do it.
Yes.
LeBron would literally go tell the ref, nah, it was a travel.
He would
ref's
get
like,
shit
travel.
On,
LeBron would put a shirt on, the ref shirt on, and make the call for the other team. And everybody's like, okay, cool.
Yeah, we got to ride.
Yeah, you're allowed. You're allowed, man. You're
Once
allowed,
in a while.
Man.
I think if it's an innocent thing, man, people get heated and you want to have that competitiveness. So you don't want to take away from it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw Pat Beverly. He got suspended only 4 games into next year's regular season.
Is he always getting suspended, though?
This guy fucking threw a basketball. He heaved that shit and it hit a 70-year-old lady in the face, bro. And
that's the stuff that you see
and
in the movies, like when the basketball player does something where he has to like repent for the rest of the movie.
Yo.
And she's wearing a collar. She's already old.
Yeah.
It's her last. She's in a wheelchair. She's it's okay.
But yo, he missed. That wasn't his intended target. So what does he do? He gets the ball back. I don't know who the fuck would hand this guy the ball after that.
He chucks
it again, bro. He gets 4 games, bro. You should be.
I see him and her in a buddy cop movie.
Man.
All the shots is of him crouching down to hug her.
Nah.
Let's get him, Gladys.
Yo, that's foul, bro. I'm telling you. that's foul.
Are you swinging on him if that's your if that's your grandmama you're swinging? Fighting?
That was the conversation that came up on the late night radio show that I listened to. Is exactly that.
Are you rushing?
That was your wife.
You bring your grandma out, Craig.
I'm getting banned.
You just went to go get hot dogs.
Oh, bro.
You're on your way back. Right, you maybe get she like a little runner, maybe not too much, maybe it's too much for her, too much acid for her system. So you just get like plain, okay? You know, Meemaw, she's rocking it plain, maybe a little bit of butter, right?
You're coming down,
down the stairs, you're like, man, she got the hoodie on,
right?
Little fitted on, so, she's ready, she's ready. I got matching J's on, some Lowe's. Boom!
Yo, I'd be ready to fucking snap.
First question is, who threw that?
Right?
Right?
You
the
see,
whole
he's
city
6'7",
of point,
you're like, fuck.
And he's like, yeah, me.
You're like, fuck, I gotta do this, though. It's okay if
you're
we
going,
go outside.
Going?
Yeah.
Nah, I'll be more concerned with Meemaw's health. I'm like, let me check on her.
You've got two options. You got two options. One, lawsuit.
Oh.
Because if you lose your cool, you might have lost that whole part of it, right? It's
okay.
So he did it, but then that's how you reacted. So if I manage to keep my composure, and God willing, Granny's not completely fucked up off of it.
Yeah,
we got a good lawsuit on our hands. We got like an easy 5 games front row seat coming up.
Wait, you want to go see him again? Craig's like,
it didn't hit me.
He's like,
yo, Granny, you good? Yo, sub out.
Granny can never go to the games because she's a quad now.
No, but I'm saying the instant reaction you'd have, bro, is protection mode, man. I would try to get on the court.
I would try to talk shit and still get money.
I'm throwing my beer.
Yeah. I'm like,
on,
yo, what
bro.
The? And I'm like, Y'all see what he did to this poor old lady?
Buddy.
Right?
You That's guys? Fucked up, man. So he deserves way more. So he gets a 4-game
slap. He's been flagrant, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trademark would walk up and kick grandma in the nuts.
Yo, I put this up there with Ja Morant. Like, he needs the Ja Morant treatment.
Oh.
Nah.
Well, Craig's not having it, bro. Craig, this like hit a soft spot.
Yo,
with Craig,
you can't
man.
Be fucking abusing elderly people.
He didn't do it at her. She was in the way.
Missed, bro. That's so fucking.
Who was he
ignorant.
Doing it at?
Some guy next to her.
Oh.
I think he hit.
Didn't get it.
But. And now you know.
Boomeranged it off.
You knew it was coming for you, so now you're like, "Oh, I'm gonna be ready for the next one." Like,
Tony's
he
like,
had a chance. See, he knew coming.
Sorry, Tony. So he's like, "Yeah, fuck you, buddy."
I don't like. Oh, that doesn't jive with me, bro. He needs to get a like a huge 20 game suspension.
That is hilarious.
Hey, I need to see this guy miss a quarter of the season, get slapped for like a $1-2 million on that, so it actually fucking teaches this guy. Yo, you don't fucking wild out like that. Don't be a little baby.
Yo, I saw them roasting him one time because he was celebrating at like a regular season game.
Yeah.
Like he just won the chip. He took his shirt off. He's on the booth, on the announcer's table.
Like feeling himself.
Like, and everybody's like, yo, what's going on?
Speaking of babies, big baby, Glenn Davis. He's going to do 4 years for fucking fraud.
What?
Celtics, yeah.
How the hell did I miss that?
Yeah, he's going to do 4 years.
Hold on. Go on.
He's getting sentenced for fraud. I don't even know what the fraud's connected to. I don't know if it was Ponzi, crypto.
Well, this is new. Why you gotta do crypto?
I'm just saying.
That's Craig, what the fuck? What's your card? Come on.
It's a likely scheme for him to cook up because it has like no involvement. Think of it, you're big baby, right? And I come to you with the crypto scheme. Sounds pretty good, right?
A lot of them the hammer is still yet to drop on a lot of those guys, a lot of celebrities,
white collar
endorsing NFTs and stuff.
It's white collar crime.
That they say that they'll make it seem like they bought it, but then someone gave it to them. And
yeah.
There's a big gray area there, which a lot of these guys they're coming home to.
Everyone knows that you can steal a lot of money and you'll have to give a good amount back, but you'll still be all right, and you'll get a slap on the wrist and do some security prison.
Not like those guys that stole the gold.
Oh fuck, that's different.
The gold, yeah,
that's different though. That was a robbery. Don't get those two mixed up. Now, no, because just take that gold robbery and insert Jake Paul. Jake Paul robbed.
Let him slide. He'd be like, yo, it's Jake Paul.
Jake
he don't
Paul
know. He don't know.
Mona Lisa.
He didn't know.
You know what I mean?
He didn't know.
Right? He's going to get
How
white collar.
How these guys get off of that? All
it's white collar crime all the time.
Yeah, the guy got, they're catching all these guys because the guys that, for those who don't know, we, Pearson Airport here, our major airport, not the biggest.
YYZ? One,
right?
Yeah. YYZ.
All day. Some guys they stole like was it 2 million or 20 mil? 20 mil or
I think it was two.
It was 2 million.
I think it was
gold.
Actually 2 mil, yeah.
It was 2 million yeah. gold. And we see the video of these
a
guys.
Slick hustle.
It was funny because you know me and you were doc boys, doc life. So just seeing the like it just took me back.
It's just like stills of the camera and it's like just you like
Craig's checking the load while I'm gonna take it out the truck. And we you know we're doing little things. We're fake moving like we're doing shit.
Why is he holding a broom?
Oh man,
sweeping.
It's not even sweeping. Even when you're like, yo, they forged the paperwork, I'm like, let me see the paperwork. Because this shit, we know how you can get around these things.
Yeah.
So easy. Hopefully not incriminating ourselves here.
I see that, to me, that's more of like an innocent heist. I know people get affected by it, but like when things like that happen.
Like no violent crime, no one was hurt.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, probably somebody probably did get beat up. Now, the way how these guys are getting caught now.
Oh, buddy, they're getting
now,
ripped in hard.
How do you move gold? Apparently they smelted some of it into bangles because there's certain cultures that buy lots of bangles.
Might need to get me one of them bangles, okay. Son.
Yeah. That's your boy. And half of the stuff they try to sell, the guys were caught smuggling guns. As if stealing $2 mil wasn't enough.
Wasn't enough, right? You need to double down.
Because they had to figure out how to move the money, right? Because it's
I mean, you need to carry a piece if you got $2 million in gold.
That's a lot of weight.
That's a lot.
It's a crazy inside job. So a lot of these guys are getting caught now.
I feel like $2 million gold wouldn't be that hard to get rid of, though. It sounds like a lot when you think of it, but it's really not.
You're going to see Traxxon and YNC? The guys on YouTube. He's like, yo. How much, if you guess how much is this, I give this to you right now. Boy, you do that in Toronto, you get fucking.
I got a pendant of a plane. Just a big plane.
Just a propeller. Like, plane. What encouraged you to make that? Oh my God. Yeah, these guys are smelting out, making bangles and shit. They try to sell some guns. They got caught.
Damn.
Now, there's some more people, a couple more people at large. Like, it's an inside job. it's a ballsy thing. Now, for the guys, we've all had those moments when your friend's like, yo, let's go out tonight, or let's bun school, or let's steal this thing here and now.
There's some poorly hatched, you know, you hear a scheme get fucking cooked up and you're just like,
let's steal $2 million worth in gold
in a place that's,
and
like,
it's heavy in
a place that's like cameras everywhere.
Yeah,
like,
I was gonna say Fort Knox. But it ain't Fort Knox because they got away with it.
It's close,
right?
But they only got away with it because they got people on the inside. That's
now.
The problem.
Now remember, if you get caught stealing from pretty much the feds,
mm-hmm.
Everybody's getting it. Your sister's getting it.
Everybody's
getting pressed.
Yeah, you're flagged, bro. Nobody flying in your bloodline.
Oh, shit.
Nobody's flying in that
flies
bloodline.
Flies owned for the summer.
Yeah, they're, I mean, they get what they deserve because you got caught. So
you do the crime, do the time.
That's it. It just comes down to that, bro. I can't say free up on that one because it sounds like it was pretty stupid.
Craig, you snitching if I showed up here with a truck full of 22 million gold bars?
Hell no. Are we burying it here?
Hell no. I give you one, though. You want a 1-2?
Now I'm just like,
you want a 1-2?
Now I'm in it. You
give
know
me the
what
car.
I mean.
You want a 1-2? You can go think about it. Get a bracelet for your girl. You could probably chop a piece of that and just make a couple of jewelry and just dole them out to her throughout the years.
No, maybe, I'm not like, come on. I'm the innocent side. I'm the angel on the shoulder.
That girl got a gold teeth.
Yo, I can't believe you did that, though. But you good job.
Yeah.
But you got away with it, right? When it comes to those innocent crimes, man, me personally, could care less.
Non-innocent crime.
That would be a little more tough, man. I think morally, it would be very hard. Because, like, you know, you roll with certain people and it's like, everyone has a choice to make.
And you know the ones that would make the choice. Yeah, you know, like, the friends that will come up with the idea.
Like, yo, Zane was pressed. His back was against the wall. And, you know, he pulled it and fucking boom.
Come
this is what happened.
Bracelets,
you know what
bangles,
I mean? But then there's that other side where it's like, you know, I fucking knew. I told this guy
the
not
pod.
To go out that night. I told him not to go out that night because all he was looking for was fucking trouble. Every time we go out, I can't
and
bring
you
nowhere.
And you fucked up because you're there sobbing on the couch. You tell your girl, she's rubbing her back. She's in a snitch.
That's it.
Because she don't want you to go down.
I can't.
Well, why?
Morally,
I've been warning you about them so much, babe. See?
It's a
that
tough
back
one.
Rub.
But I'd sooner have to decide to cut ties with somebody if they were involved with something that I couldn't digest rather than I'm not going to air nobody out like that. That's just crazy, bro.
Okay.
That's just crazy, bro. Like, I don't, I'm honest, straight honest. I don't care what the situation is.
Even if the feds come knocking.
I don't care what the situation
You'll
is.
Hold out for me?
I'm holding it down.
Shit.
That's facts.
That's why we're the best podcast in the universe.
It's about integrity.
Yeah, integrity.
Integrity.
Now, man. You mentioned, okay, you hold it down. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
First, well wishes to the security guard that got shot in the stomach from Drake's house this
Shit's
week.
Cooking up, man.
Right? Do you go back to work? As the security guard that got shot at Drake's house, do you go back to work?
Probably not. I don't get paid enough
You're
for that
You're a security
shit.
Guard.
I don't get paid enough for that shit.
He's the biggest rapper in the world.
I'm not like the security guard, though. I'm a
in
security
that top
guard.
Flight?
Yeah.
Of the world, Craig?
No, like if this was a closer, tight-knit situation where like you're my right-hand man and like I've been rocking with you from the start, I'm the guy that's suplexing dudes on stage going to try to run up, then I'm coming back to work. You know what I mean?
Back to work.
You take care of me, right?
Maybe.
I'm
now, Drake didn't say anything.
Nah, that's true.
Which he's doing that thing again where he doesn't really stand for anything.
The silent treatment.
I'm just saying. I got shot, bro. You asked me about my daughter before you pulled out this morning.
Yeah.
Say something, bro.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is where I start to think they're just a security. This was not your day one. This was a dude that you were hired to do a job which had dangerous lines of work that ultimately got sticky and you got shot. But you're replaceable.
Bottom flight?
You're replaceable. Not bottom flight security, Greg. Bottom flight security
Yo,
in the world, Greg.
We're laughing, but you know, yeah. Shout out to him. But these are things that make you guys think, right? Because for those of you who don't know or do know, because of this ongoing beef with Kendrick Lamar and Drake, I say ongoing because I want more music from this.
Man, this is like, I was waiting to pop the cork off because I think we could safely agree that we're at the end of it. At least
are
the
we?
Tail end.
So you're saying right now?
I think it's done.
Okay.
I truly think it's done. Music wise, I think it's done. Whatever happens outside of that, because you do also remember.
Apparently, the same Kendrick got like an whole album.
We're gonna talk about
is that overkill?
No, but we're gonna talk about that.
It's like to dust.
We're gonna say that because we'll get to that.
Okay.
I still want to stay on the security side. Yeah. And there's also the other people that were involved in the beef, right? So the allegations are that Weeknd's manager's house got shot up or something
when?
A couple weeks prior.
Okay.
And they were more or less connecting the dot to say that this wasn't Kendrick and Drake.
This is
this
new.
This might be Weeknd.
We're dropping
Drake.
It here first. Ladies.
Yeah, that was the dots that got connected is that, Weeknd's manager weeks prior got his house shot up or something like that.
Is he in LA?
Mm-mm. I think this was in Toronto.
Yo,
sure.
Listen.
I think that's what it stems from, man. Because, yo, mans are greasy out here, right? Don't forget.
They
mans
don't,
are greasy out
they
here.
They don't know how. It's a pride.
You've got a dude from Scarborough and a dude allegedly from Scarborough. Being
it's the worst.
And you've got two sets of Scarberians.
Why are you dissing Drake already, Craig?
Because...
You're just convinced. You just said to the world,
Weeknd's from Scarborough.
As a Toronto man, as a Scarborough man.
Weeknd's from Scarborough.
you 100%.
I'm not Team.
You give
XO.
Him the stamp.
I'm not Team XO, but he gets the stamp.
You give him the stamp.
I'm saying whoever he's got around him,
yeah,
is from Scarborough.
Okay.
Drake's from Forest Hill.
Damn, Greg, stop.
But his mans are from Scarborough.
Could he? Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
So there's people ready to get into it.
Now,
and I don't think
when you say Forest Hill, is Forest Hill like a hood setting, a urban setting? What's
it's an
what's
urban setting?
How urban, Craig?
Like
Desperate Housewives?
The nearest co-op is like 30 minutes away.
Okay, so we're
which
talking
for Toronto is actually a pretty good distance.
So
right?
We're talking Desperate Housewives here.
Yeah,
glass of red wine. Yeah.
Bro, you're on the grassy. Like, come on, man. We all know Drake's come up. Let's not shy away from Drake's come up, man.
Come on.
You have testimonials of people that have grown up with Drake, and you have testimonials of people that have grown up with Weeknd. And Weeknd was a weird dude. That's people say
yeah.
He was a weirdo.
I've known people that said like he used to be hustling shit down a Spadina and shit late.
What?
Late night.
He's a roadman at the end of the day. And the people around him, they know what they're doing, right? So Drake, to me, is more like, you got jumped in. You know what I mean? Like,
wow.
No, it's an honest take. I think a lot of people would agree with that. Nobody is going to fucking vouch for Drake's street cred.
You think the Degrassi thing fucked him up?
Yeah. It typecast you.
It'd be easy for you to come out of the woodwork.
Well, you came out as like, more R&B pop than rap too, right? So you came out as like, no, it was like everything you'd want as far as a fucking multi-platinum artist. Like Drake has all the things working for him in the right
too
direction.
Perfect.
I'm just saying that if it comes down to a street beef, yeah, Drake's not
be
the
it.
Guy. You know what I mean? Ball. Like there's plenty of other people in there that you would say have way more credibility and way more solidarity in the industry. You know what I mean? So I think that these guys are, I don't know why they're beefing, first of all. Maybe you can enlighten me here.
I just think, there's also ego involved with it where I just.
For sure, because Weeknd got big. Too.
Everybody's a big rap
for
and
sure,
stuff like that.
For
but
sure.
Then we speak about, I was even listening to someone talk about All the Stars, the Black Panther song. They're like, yo, if you think about it as a Drake diss. It's a furious ass. If he played that now as one of his diss songs, sell off.
It would have worked.
And just be like, yo, I'm not even gonna answer you. I'm gonna play this clip from a song I made 3 years ago from one of the biggest movies for the culture ever.
The culture is a lot. It gets brought up so much in this fucking back and forth, eh? Like, okay, so let's.
Is that a cop out? That's not a cop out. That's
not
because it comes down to everybody. Everybody wins. The fact that Kendrick can release his songs and not DMCA them, people who don't know what that means, whenever anyone on the radio, anything come through your speakers.
It's the Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
Thank you, Craig. You have to have permission or pay dues to have these songs played.
Yep.
Any podcast you hear play endless tons of music, they pay for that shit. They have to. You can go looking for free music to play. Might it be slaps? It'd
yep.
be elevator fucking music.
Yep.
Any song you hear. So even on YouTube, that's the record companies look at it like, well, if we're a podcast and we have 50,000 people listening, that could have been 50,000 listens or views we had on our platform for the song specifically.
Right.
They look at it as and we're cutting into their revenue.
Right.
So that's why you would have DMCA.
Yeah, essentially that someone's got to eat, but not everyone can eat.
Not you, not right? y'all, not
exactly.
Y'all,
like
not
I will you, mute right? your shit, and yeah. if you use more than 4 seconds of my clip, then I can legally take half of your shit. Even if you use only 4 seconds versus an hour of your own content, mm-hmm. I'm still getting my hand dipped in that cookie jar, right?
And there's an argument of fair use and transformative. We're talking all creator content crap here.
It protects a lot of people.
Transformative, where I can, if I play Craig's clip of Craig, a clip of Craig saying Drake's like a rich kid from Toronto, he's mm-hmm. well sheltered. I can alter his voice, play it backwards and stuff enough to you could be like, oh, it was a creative liberty I took on that. It doesn't mean. So even if someone uses, yeah, even if someone uses our clip, we can do it. We can have, we can issue a takedown and tell him, yo, chill out with that. Yep. Right?
And there's many different reasons where you can do it. Right. So essentially it's there for protection, but now in the world of podcasting, reporting, investigating, reacting, and the way that the culture is for media, at least, it does hinder a lot of people, right? Because there's the Free Use Act at the same time.
Which I don't know what that is. I don't know what is that even.
Yeah, it's a
the
very...
loopholes come with you got to play the song back and change it.
The
right?
Freedom of Use Act, I think in most cases, is like you not monetizing something. So okay. I could rip your shit as long as I'm not getting paid for it at all. Because you're almost saying like, yeah, take your money. I don't even want it, right? So
crediting someone is not enough anymore.
No, it's in most cases, it's not going to be. Now, the fact that Kendrick did this is a huge power move because I've seen videos where people are literally like, yo, this was life changing.
My anime reviews, these guys are bumping the song while we're watching.
Exactly.
While we're watching
anime, and right? it's hype, bro. Everybody, that's
it's
what
a
happened.
Good song.
This
it's
is what happened in the beginning.
Take
man.
The beef aside, this song's a bop. I'm sitting in my, I'm at work sea walking. I don't know how to sea walk, Craig. You want to see me outside the door? People are in a meeting. Like, yeah, pop out and show these.
Now, getting into the beef itself, it's been tough. It's been a tough few weeks. It's been actually a month. I looked at the timeline. It's been over a month of the back and forth at this point. Mm-hmm. And the opinions swayed so hard to either side.
Some are still very aggressive.
Yeah.
That, what the consensus that I've seen, right? Guys, if you don't know, if the internet makes a very popular anime meme about you,
you're done
and
good.
You're the winner, you're done good. If they show you as Madara, as Madara in Naruto bodying the army of all of the Ninja Alliance and they're all Drakes, you're done good.
If Mortal Kombat, if somebody does a Mortal Kombat 1 mod of you doing a fatality, you're done good.
Oh my goodness. And it's so creative. There's one where I saw, trigger warning here. It's a cartoon. Like someone made it of like Cole at the bottom of the stairs on his bike.
Oh, you saw that one?
And Kendrick's up, like upstairs fighting Drake with the knife.
Yeah, I saw that
and
one.
And I'm like,
I saw that one.
He walks by with his bloody buttoned up shirt. He walks by Cole like, and he doesn't even, he just gave him a side look, like not even like, it's crazy. It is crazy to see that how much this thing has
impacted.
Taken over. So
the hip hop lover of me really wants to remove culture from this hip hop beef.
Ooh, oh, it comes with his old head shit.
It is straight up. I thought about it too.
You
I'm
old,
like, it does
Craig.
Sound so old. Yeah, no, I guess in future rap beefs, this is eye opening to me where you actually have to consider what it does and impacts the culture as almost like a tally point, like a score point. So if it's like, okay, well, like what makes a good hip hop diss track? And it's like, let's say like beat selection, you know, lyricism, what else would you put in there? Like facts, factualness, factualness.
Facts. You need facts. You need facts. Eyes are okay.
Right.
Right. Because how do you, when people say, oh, I'll like we're battle rapping, like I'll rip through you. Like we know you're not going to physically rip through them like a bullet. Right. But
it has to do with the lyricism. There has to be an element to like,
if the bullet has a name and it's his brother's name and his brother's got shot.
Yeah.
You
that's
know,
pretty hectic,
that,
right?
That's
like
where
a,
we're at.
A realism factor.
We need some truth, though. You need. There's no rap beef without tea. I don't care what anybody says.
Right. It's not like
you need the tea.
It's not all out airing dirty laundry. But whenever someone has a little jab where they knew something that you didn't know that they knew, it's
Jay-Z
like,
said he nutted on Nas's baby car seat.
There you go. You got to take it there.
There's still levels of depravity to go through here. For you sure. guys are lucky, right?
So
what was Pac's? Go look at Hit Him Up.
Oh man!
And what was Pac's opening line?
I fucked your bitch.
Imagine you driving your car, being one of the biggest rappers in the world.
Yep.
Your girl, your bonafide baby mama, you have the ring in the pocket. You're gonna propose. You're on your way to proposing. Now you might have known she tangled with one of the other biggest rappers of all time.
Yep.
Right, but you probably got through it. Right. I told you guys about women and rappers. Y'all don't listen. There's three things: women, rappers, and jewelry. Can't do without. Chains get taken. Girls get taken.
Facts.
Right. Now. Imagine you sitting here and that's why to your bitch, you fat. And you look over to your girl like, I thought you said you guys just went for coffee. He's just told the world, get out.
And I'm pulling over and here's the bus fare.
You know what? Yeah. I'm gonna get out, take an Uber somewhere. The car is gonna burn because I felt that emotion in that car. I'm running that car off a cliff.
Yeah.
You can go take a Uber, go live your life somewhere.
That cuts.
I'm gonna leave. You leave, this car is gonna burn.
And now you're looking at it like, yo, my reputation's on the line, bitch. How could you do that?
So when you hear these things about when they're like, oh, Drake bought family in first, Drake said, I'm like, guys, this is par for the course.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can't ask for a rap beef and not be happy when you get a rap beef. Like Questlove, all respects to Questlove. Questlove is the man. If you know Captain Planet, if Gaia was a female, it would be Questlove. Okay. If the spirit of the earth was a male, it would be Quest. It would be Questlove. Questlove's pretty much he penned a little letter, not pen, online. Was like, you know what? You know, it's really sad to see all these guys go out like this. I think it was more he mentioned maybe after when the guy got shot.
Yeah.
That, you know, when all you guys rapping about who's most aggressive, who got the killers and the shooters, but when someone does actually die, your next day or RIP, we shouldn't live like this. Questlove, that is cool. But we're rapping, bro. Not
stay
now.
Stay out the way. Bullets are flying. You better duck. I think that
I was listening to Ghostface Killah on the way here, and I missed Craig's house. First time ever happened. First time.
I think that this is the first time where the fan base is more involved. Like, if I look back at even the Drake and Meek Mill thing, Meek Mill, first of all, was very vulnerable at the time. Right?
Yeah.
He had a lot going on for him.
Is Drake a bully, Craig?
Kind of. But Kendrick's not a dude that you bully. Kendrick's like the anti-bully.
He's the one kid that
he wants you.
He
to
gets
bully.
Straight A's. Yeah. He puts his backpack
on
and he goes home.
Yeah, he's the dude you don't talk.
Yeah,
to.
He does talk to anybody. He has headphones. He leaves, comes in, blow the teacher's mind.
Yeah.
And leaves.
For
and
sure.
Here you go, pushing him in the water.
For sure, you're the popular kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, your dad picks you up after.
Yeah, for sure. For
he has
sure.
to walk through the gutter, fall in the rain.
It works for the narrative, not in the hip hop sense, but in like a lifestyle / personality sense.
Yeah,
I get that vibe 100%. But yeah, it's just something I never considered is that you shouldn't really be rapping for the fan base when it comes to disses and beef.
Just go at it.
Yeah, because the goal is not who got the most listens or views, right? It's really like it's not up to the fan base as much as it's up to the hip hop as a collective. Like when you've got your Joe Buttons or your like Styles P's or Quest Loves and them actually weighing in on like who won, what they liked, what they didn't, that's kind of more the real judgment of it, not the fan base, because it's so easy to like take
the,
over
the fan base have chosen where it's like, bro, I've heard Kendrick's song so much.
Yeah.
I literally can't hear any other song in the beef.
Oh, fuck.
You know, as soon as you think of the beef, it's just so intoxicating the vibe. And people are, I think what makes me enjoy it even more is that people are enjoying the music so much. So much. It's like I'm happy. It almost like it's bringing people together.
In a way.
In a weird, creepy. Now, granted, I ain't a fan of the Toronto slander that's been. Yo, listen. Watch Uno Mode. I don't like the T-Dot, the 6 slander you guys been throwing around out there. I'm going to ask you, please, just put some spec on the name. Because we give you Justin Bieber. You're not happy.
That's a good point.
We give you Drake. You're not happy. Keep we going. Give you Snow. You're not happy.
Keep going.
We give you Master P. T. T. Master P, y'all can have that. I fucked up already there. See?
Nah,
I tell you, we got three artists. We give you Drake. He's your, I know you're dissing old man from Canada. He was a man in Canada when he doing Hotline Bling. That's what I don't like. Those fuckers are turning. Are the states the most prejudiced people that we know?
In a case where it's like Canada versus America?
Y'all very hypocritical. Yes, yeah. I know.
Our they can.
Fan base here, there. That we was... just say, it's not y'all, it's the other people, your neighbors. The guy down the street.
That was because something I was going to say.
They weren't shitting on Drake being Canadian at all until this thing.
He's got a catalog with Game, YG. He's got ties to LA, to Memphis, to this, to that. And I know that obviously if you're the bigger artist, when you're putting people on, it doesn't matter where you go. People want to rock with you and build their own, right? But I'm saying this guy has...
He's too stretched out.
His catalog has helped a lot of people out, man.
Okay. I had this conversation with my boy T-Mac. Shout out to Mac. Mac said... Oh, well, people are saying, I think it was fucking Maul. Maul was wilding out when he was like, oh, well, all these guys were saying, Drake helped all you guys, give you guys a bag, and now you're shitting on him. Is that kind of phony? But both things can be true. Craig, you can help me earn $1 million, and we can still legit have a falling out.
Of course.
It's okay. I don't have to suck your dick for stuff.
It's part of life.
Like, what the fuck is we talking about
here? Yeah, facts.
How much times have we had friends, close person, really cool, but then there's a moment that you're like, bro, you may have drove me home when I was drunk that night. You may have got me in the house when I was beefing with my parents or my girl or got me out of serious situations. But right now, I'm not fucking with thee. Right? So it's so weird to hear people say, well, those guys don't have a right to hate on Drake.
Well said.
Yeah, I don't get it. It seems the narrative seems to be that he ain't a nice person.
Well said.
In the sense of like almost crafty, underhanded, right? We're not going to talk about the pedal stuff. We've already covered that.
I think they I think they look at it more on the playing field that you're on. And it's to say that you wouldn't have been on par with me if it wasn't for what I did for you.
Yeah.
So you don't.
Or not even on par with me. You wouldn't have been on par with yourself. You wouldn't have been where you're at right now if I didn't give you that diddly.
So now...
But I remember like... when after I heard the Drake tracks and stuff come, knowing every artist had a Drake track, I was thinking, I'm like, well, these don't sound really that... Because they came out so late.
You're talking about the...
Even Rick Ross.
Oh, like Rick... This Is Coming Back?
No, not This Is, the collabs.
Oh, okay.
Where everybody were like... After
Drake was already on and popping and got
established. Years later, they're still... But then you can hear it's dated. If you don't have the ear, you can hear it's dated.
Okay.
The one with Rick Ross, it was dated because the time that he released that, Drake's voice was a lot heavier in the bass.
You think so?
Yeah.
I thought it was more like nasally and like upper tone.
No. I'm not talking about that song.
Yeah.
I'm talking about... what Drake was singing when Rick released that song, his voice was already so matured and experienced. He had a heavier tone. But when Rick released that song, it was pretty obvious it was a younger old Drake. Crazy. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Everybody's going to look at the videos of him rapping, young, and everybody's making fun of him just looking so, what's Craig's word? Derpy?
Yeah.
Fucking derpy. Yeah, look at it. I don't know what episode 30.
He played into it at the beginning, right? He was on SNL. Like, he's not the hip-hop guy. He just happens to have, like, really good writers.
Is Drake just always acting?
He's well-rounded, bro. He's an entertainer, not a rapper. Like, people, you got to separate one and two, right? Like, Kendrick is a rapper, not an entertainer.
That's why,
right? Rick Ross is a correctional. Sorry, did I say that out loud? Okay, but
that photo, it doesn't look like him.
Nah,
it doesn't look like him.
I think it's him, bro.
It doesn't, Craig. It doesn't look like him at all.
Watch the ten
of him shaking, shaking the hand of the lady. I'm looking at my. That does not. But it does. Maybe
how does
if
he
he's
look older than he does now in that photo.
It's weird, minus right?
The baby face.
It's different, man.
He's got his chin complexity is very.
Shout out to Ozempic.
Look, okay, one thing I was going to say to circle back to, because I forgot to say it, is that with these crews that we mentioned, you know, Drake's street crew, they're not willing to take it to Compton. Let's be honest.
Which is weird.
They're not taking it to Compton.
Well,
bro.
If I'm Baka, I just came out of jail. No. I'm not trying to, everybody relax.
He's calling YG. He's like,
you
get any crash dummies for me out there?
Now, I've been doing coverage for Kendrick for some reason. I don't know why. Where I'm telling people, no, I know him. He would never send a shooter to Drake's house to do something.
I don't think so.
Exactly.
That doesn't seem like...
It doesn't seem like the black on mix baby vibe. He's I don't like
been,
this. Like,
to me, he's been off of that gangster shit for time now.
Like, just letting him know, like, yo, I come from that. Don't do it.
Yeah, but he's more saying, like, yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Don't bring it to this level because, like, when
it's
we
a dark place.
When we put A and B against each other, like, it's very obvious what's gonna happen. Like, you see what the culture's like out here. You see what the street life is out here.
Yeah.
He's like, I could go to fucking Toronto. He's like, I'm not getting touched. You've got a Chinese restaurant with a Kendrick combo now. The Ho King restaurant or whatever.
Ho King. Y'all nasty. You know why?
You guys got their own.
You guys made Drake come in and shoot the video. You had your owner rocking all his chains.
Yeah.
And you still put Kendrick on the menu.
I will say, though.
Shout out to Ho King. The culture wins.
Savage.
The culture wins.
I will say, I kind of like that, as weird as it is to have something invading Toronto, because it's the first time the war has hit like our front door for a rap beef. Is like, Meek never got under anyone's skin to begin with,
yeah,
right?
Never
they patched it up. That's whatever. But to see like a West Coast dude just kind of like infiltrate Toronto, and for them to show like, yo, there is this pocket of Kendrick followers, like Kendrick stands.
No,
to
it has a lot.
Pretty heavily.
We have a lot of, from what I've heard,
Toronto's a
like,
big hip hop city,
and we're pretty fair.
Yeah.
We're not gonna do
we're
this.
Screwface, bro. We didn't like Drake when he came out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Screwface capital of the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, we warm up.
Like, yeah, so a part of us was like, yeah, slap that nigga in the back of the head while you do some shit. We're like, yeah, stupid, right? But
okay, all right. Let's get down to some of the music itself. So
yes,
you and I have been going back and forth on it, and you know, we shared our views, and I think for the first like two or three back and forths, everyone was kind of like on a side. We were pretty much even.
The one was pretty dark when he's talking about he's giving the letter to his
kid. And you and I said like, yo, maybe I'm just out of season with Kendrick, with his tone, with his cadence, the way he writes, his strong, his song structure.
I told T-Mac, it sounds cool, and T-Mac replied, you're out of place.
That's it. I need to talk to like an 18-year-old on this, bro. I need to know.
He's not 18, okay? T-Mac said you're out. Because T-Mac knows the words to say to me to get me to like shape, like the what the hell are you talking about? Because out of place is the island terminology. You know what I mean? It's that line of when you say something to an older person, like you're fresh.
It's not
you're
like
rude.
So it's not like you forgot where you came from. It's
no, no. It's like you don't know your place. Yeah.
Yo, I'm not from around here.
Yeah, you have no idea what you speak of, little boy.
The one thing I said it to a couple of my boys. One of the conversations was that I think Drake is exposed to more of the battle rap scene. How King of the Dot is down here, and we are.
Has he ever been affiliated with that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure. He's been to the events. He's been involved in KOTD.
Yeah.
I think like what's it called? Even when him and Meek were beefing, Arsenal, I think it was,
yeah,
did a song called "If I Was Drake." Like,
yeah,
he's
yeah,
pretty
yeah,
embedded in the battle rap situation, okay, right? I think that he understands rap beef and the way it should be written, or at least how, in my mind, I view it, as far as like the energy, the tone.
He knows how to cosplay.
The type of bars.
He knows how to put the outfit together.
Flipping the bars, the entendres.
The,
and
the
I said
Twitter
to you,
games, the Instagram.
Right?
Games.
And I said to you, like, Kendrick's, I think, first response after Like That and then Push-Ups, the next response after Taylor Made had me like, it was like an 8 Mile syndrome where Kendrick not dissed himself, but you're almost confused on how the fuck you're supposed to respond to this. You're like, what am
it's too
I
cerebral.
What bars am I flipping?
It's too
what point am I flipping? What narrative am I, you know, bouncing the ball back into the court?
Yeah.
The shit that I just heard.
Yeah.
I was fucking confused on Euphoria, was it?
Yeah.
I was fucking confused,
I loved
bro.
Euphoria because as soon as I saw the name, for me it was a double entendre.
But you said you had to listen to it three times.
Yeah,
Craig, so did I.
I hate when these guys Craig would like push me up to the lockers and be like, name a line. I'm like, crack, I just heard the song three
right?
times.
Still digesting.
And then he'll like force me to be like, you don't like it, right? I'm like, no, I don't. It's okay. Good, stop saying that shit. But when I think about it, it's just, for me, I like the espionage of it, right?
Okay.
The coding, because yeah. Euphoria, the show.
It's like a false sense.
Yes, right? The show that Drake apparently produced on, which nobody ever knew, with Zendaya, which is about pretty much teenagers getting drunk and being a dick, being addicts.
Very Drake
and fucking what Craig does. Go that's Craig at Instagram. Right? So it's
yo, I'm big on Reddit now. Already.
Yeah, man, he's a monster.
I'm not gonna give you my handle, but
holy shit,
out here, fam.
But hold that. it's just the weirdness of it, and then the fact of So I'm Jujutsu Kaisen, which is an anime.
Yeah,
right.
You mentioned it before,
right? Where Gojo, one their cool guy in this, their Fonzarelli, you know, their really cool guy in the scene.
Yeah,
He dies, but he ascended while he was dying because he was maxed out with potential.
Okay,
so he just needed to die to go to the next level.
Yeah,
ascension. So while he's ascending, he's like,
you're not on my level.
He's hyping himself. He's talking. He's like, yo, is this what I've been missing my whole life?
Oh, shit.
He's like, you're right. I am the fucking man.
Yeah.
Right? So when I hear Kendrick's like squealing, like, I get to do this.
Right.
Right?
They unlock the beast.
Right? So that's when I heard that. It's his inhalation. He's like, ooh, goody, goody, goody. Give it to me. I was waiting. You swing back? Yes, we're doing this, right?
It seems so mid, though, man.
Which is fine.
The whole way.
Which is fine. But
I kept trying.
Don't write my kid telling me how I'm a loser,
yeah,
how you're going to be a better dad
for me
than me.
For me, I know it got personal. It's, yo, Zane said they got to bite.
Good. You got to, yo, you got, listen, at least punch him in the face one time.
Back. Someone's got to swing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of lopsided. Yeah.
Even if he didn't have another kid,
yeah.
I believe that Drake had a daughter. I wanted to believe.
He might.
See, Craig's doing it again.
He just might.
I wanted to believe that Drake had a daughter. And Drake was like, yo, we fed you that.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. Yeah, I'll quit. And then I was like, aw. When he's like, I'll quit if you guys find. Boy, I'll test to a baby so quick. I'm taking a napkin and cloning a baby so quick if I was Kendrick.
For Kendrick, it wasn't until Not Like Us that I was willing to jump back into even having a side. Before, it was just Drake the whole way through.
Yeah.
And that's where I felt like the old head, because I looked at it from that perspective of like the beat selection, the lyrics, that kind of stuff. And Drake fucking came at him in the beginning, man. Like,
yeah,
Push Ups, out of all of the songs, to me, hits the hardest.
I like Push Ups better than the other one he had.
Right?
Yeah.
So Tailor Made was more like a... That was very Meek Mill-esque, where he did the exact same thing last time. It was the opposite, though, where his first tune against Meek was kind of mid. And then he said, I waited 4 days, where y'all at? I drove here in the Wraith playing ARF. Like, the bars that he's dropping and the way he's saying it, it's like...
the beat on that song.
Yo, man, I mean, that to me is, like, captivating.
Shout out to the beat makers and Push Ups to me, bro.
Now he got Mustard.
You guys be making some beats when it's just like... You know, the... Guys,
but then he stooped to Kendrick's level.
But the beats are not even that, like, fantastic.
Nah.
They're so bare bones.
Not Like Us
so,
was Mustard. And
the
it was
beats
like,
just have a funk on
yeah.
it. Like a certain
Kendrick
kind of...
Kendrick was very Mad City-esque, right? So, okay, so one thing we'll kind of tie together is that you said it was he has an album. I listened to the whole timeline today before you got here just to put some more things in perspective. And, hey, maybe I missed something.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll double down on my thoughts. His entire timeline sounds like an album to me. It did. And I didn't like that.
So
they weren't like...
You don't want a whole album shitting on Drake?
Sure. And I want one back.
That's Craig Ad.
I want one back. For the culture, right?
Yeah, the culture wins.
That's the word of the day.
The culture wins.
That's the title of the episode. The culture wins.
Culture wins. All every time.
No, it's that I didn't like that aspect of it because I think that Drake wasn't... Like, these are throwaways to him. You know what I mean? Like, it's separating yourself from the fan base, from what people want. It's like me and you, bro. Like, we're in a dark room. You're pouring your thoughts out. So a lot of the shit they say, yeah, they're like, the jabs are hard. Don't get me wrong. You're talking about fucking unknown kids and
beating
women.
Why you don't live with your girl? Why is she over there? I'll cap for Kendrick because he's an artistic soul. And where he lives, where he's staying, really is where his... I don't see Kendrick... Bro, Kendrick could turn into Pac in like those movies if he moves to New York.
He would. Yo, I thought the same thing. You
also
thought that
one
too?
Where he was with a white dude while he was smoking. Yeah, he'll turn into that.
Oh, yeah.
He'll turn into that. He'll be so poetic. But give me your purse, lady.
Yeah. I thought the same thing. It's funny you said that. It was very Pac-esque of him, but nah.
A lot of creative people, they choose where to live because it's where they could best be creative.
Yeah, maybe you want to catch a different
vibe. I don't appreciate Drake making it seem like, yo, they not good.
It's not that.
But you also got to understand, a lot of people got to understand that when you're with like the cream of the crop of any sport, art, look, take out all the basketball wise what they have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you just rather, you might just say, yo, you be the artist that you are, I'll take care of the kids. And sometimes saying that might be the worst thing you can ever say, but that's you playing the part or a part or your part, right?
It's hard because as an artist, it's very hard to separate personal life and artistry. The person you are is the persona and the person you are is the person.
Well, you say that, but is that it's hard for me and you to separate.
Yeah.
Not the artist.
And no, but Kendrick.
Not for the artist.
Kendrick doesn't have that problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He knows what he needs to be.
But Kendrick could go to the local fucking Tim Hortons, I guess is my equivalent of it. He can go to Roscoe's and roll up and he's good. You know what I mean? He's not too big for who he is and where he is. Drake is. Drake's getting swarmed. Like, Drake's getting, like, bombarded by fans.
You know what's funny?
Fucking groupies and the whole lot.
I argue that. I was in the shower the other night, and I always, when I'm at my left armpit, like I said, that's when my
thoughts.
That's on my day that I disrespect the boss. You know, that's when I have my thoughts.
Yeah.
And I thought about it, and I said, I've never heard Drake talked about how fed up he is with stardom.
I don't think he is, man.
Exactly.
He's big headed.
That's my point. So Drake's the man who'll probably call a few paparazzis.
Oh, for sure.
Yo, I'm going to KFC.
For sure.
On Jane Street.
Yo, pull up.
Pull up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So where Kendrick would just put on a hoodie and go get a two-piece and a biscuit, and he's out.
Yeah.
But it just, you could tell who, which is weird. Which is weird that Drake's not like.
You have to be on a certain level to get a response, right? So they're there.
But you should be like, man, could you imagine it's like me not to go anywhere? But no, that's your personality.
Yeah.
You love that shit.
Yeah, you feed off
you
that.
You feed off of that shit. Facts. You love that paparazzi flashing. Because look at all those photos of him with, at the time, younger women.
It's a lot of bad stuff that got.
Younger women. He didn't seem like, oh, shit.
Yeah, right? He said something.
It wasn't like, oh, we got caught. It was like, no, we're going to go through the front. They're going to see us.
He said, I expected you to take the Epstein angle. Did you see that?
No one brought up Epstein.
Right? That was,
and that's what everybody's
up.
Like, right? That's what they were saying. People were like, yo, maybe there's moles in Drake camp, and they fucked up Drake by making him say these lines.
If
nobody's like, bro, just go at him hard. Don't explain yourself.
Yeah, I think that if all truth came to light and it turned out that Kendrick beat his wife and Drake was a pedophile, not gonna look good.
Who's winning?
They're gonna side with the wife beater. The domestic abuse kind of is like a light in the dark to that kind of shit, man.
And that could really hope back
that's
on.
Not the case.
Holy,
I would be
shoot.
Eating so many words if it came out that was actually even true to the slightest. That would be fucking terrible. I've always been one, ever since Michael Jackson. I was always,
and there's that. Sorry, you brought it up.
That same comparison
that they always
Prince
do, but I'm
Jack
like,
kind of thing.
I'm like, I would rather be the guy that OD'd in the elevator than the dude that was known for creating Never Neverland.
Yep.
Right. And the and that's what, that's weird.
But I will say that I've learned to not judge the person. I judge the music.
That's where you're trying to allude to.
We've
before.
Talked about it before.
Separating.
I can't not listen to an MJ track and then all of a sudden be like, this music is trash because MJ did XYZ. Now, these are allegations. Had it been proven, then yeah, like that shit's scrapped. But in any allegation state, music-wise, allegation-wise, that don't play with me, bro. Like, I'm not going to.
Craig, you know that, you know everybody was cool with Mike Dillon, them damn kids.
I'm not going to tiptoe the
listen.
Line.
Listen. We need pain, we need cocaine, we need hookers, and gambling addicts with our finest artists, okay?
You
guys
have
to
it.
Cut it out.
You gotta have it.
The Weeknd cannot, Bruno Mars can't leave Vegas because of his gambling habits. You guys, don't stop this. And he'll make you good heart, like pain music.
Facts.
He's like, I'm broke.
Artistry
and you'll be like, damn,
that.
This shit slaps.
Hold on.
No good artist is. That's why only thing Taylor Swift has
is her breakups.
That's it.
For sure.
That's it.
But wait, no.
Shout out to the Swifties.
I need to say, I need to say though, I'm getting it off my chest, is that I'm finishing my sentence there, is that anything that is in an allegation stage, I will not feel pressured to
back check.
back check or go with the masses and say, well, just in case, I'm going to act like I never liked this song to begin with. Nah, you've proved it. That's a different story.
I used to have some R. Kelly in my playlist.
I haven't listened to him in a while.
I haven't, but that goes back to like a Michael Jackson stuff. Where like now the stuff's getting so separated.
Yeah.
Is that like nobody's really...
kind of beyond that.
Right? Oh. And look, the...
say feedback. Why?
What's that feedback?
Oh. Okay. Check.
Breaker 19.
We're back in.
And look, with like some people be joking that, yo, the movies got so bad, they had to let Epstein out a day or two to get some...
get some fresh content.
Not Epstein. What's his fucking name?
Weinstein.
Weinstein. Yeah, Drake. Kendrick said Weinstein. But that just showed your knee-jerk reaction, or maybe you not even writing your line. When if I'm reading, I'm like, yo, he never said Epstein.
No.
Why am I pushing it to like the next level?
Oh, I knew you would do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Or he doesn't have to say the name. You could be like, yeah, I'm not some big time movie producer. I'm not, you know, you could do a movie line or indecent. I never give another woman an indecent proposal. Yo, come on. It's right there.
I think that's something that's more like the discussions on a higher level than the fan base, where like maybe in behind closed doors in the music scene or the Hollywood scene, that's like the saying. Like, I don't know, maybe these guys have little beefs here and there with people, and your little fuck you is like, yo, you're a fucking cocaine addict. And the other guy's like, you're a diaper sniper. And they're like, fuck you.
Craig, if there's 20 of us and you try to smash three of our ex-girls.
Yeah, that didn't look good.
You guys got to understand, rappers have so much pride. And they love hard. Don't let them fool.
Share women so much, though.
It's kind of weird.
Look at Kareen Stephan. Looks superhead, man. She's got fucking stories. Yo, from I'm so many different
of her
people,
name
bro.
Keep popping up everywhere I turn. It's either her or Scottie Pippen's wife.
Yeah, facts. Laura Pippen, you're foul, bro. So let's
Where are we at now?
Thank you. Where do you stand? Are you now Team Kendrick or Team Drake? Because I heard a lot of people switching up. Two songs in, Drake won this.
Okay,
it's over. As
we are coming around the bend in the last stretch, now there could be more music coming, but where we stand right now, I have Kendrick up at least by 5-10 points.
God damn.
Over Drizzy. Just because the
last few, I guess.
I'm closers. Only basing it on my like what my metrics is just that.
Well, most people are siding with Kendrick now, right?
Just the songs it's just beating me over the head. And here's the thing. It's almost one of those songs where you don't think you'll get annoyed.
Yeah.
Because it ties in with the moment. It ties in the conversations me and you have, like the weird times in the morning or the nights where it's like 5 a.m. I'm like, Craig, and you know what? It's 11:30. And you know what? Right? So it's just.
Things keep coming up. Your mind's racing.
It felt more culturally relevant.
Yeah.
Drake just sounds like a guy that's like. I still see him as like the guy with a group of friends laughing at the scrawny kid with the torn up John Sport backpack.
No shit.
He's given me such an image of himself. I can't see anything other than that. Right? And Kendrick has called him on the yo, violence in your city and all that. I don't hear shit. I don't even on the political stuff, I don't hear.
Yeah.
And for me, who a guy called me a social justice warrior the other day. And
good old SJ Dub.
Yeah, and it was kind of weird. And he was trying to make
like,
me
should I own it?
He's trying to make me take offense to it. But I'm like, you know what? I'm okay with fighting for someone who can't speak for themselves or speaking up for people who are marginalized. I'm perfectly fine with that.
Okay.
You have a problem with that. Because you're the racist, bigot piece of shit. You have a fucking problem because I don't hear you stand up for anybody.
Yeah.
Remember that said if you, because that girl was this denomination that you run over this group of denominated people? Okay. Don't play that with me.
Ouch.
I say that to say this. I think Kendrick has shown, I don't like the neighbors number one. I like my favorite.
Yeah.
Those are my lines. It's my favorite.
Okay.
Kendrick, no matter how much he rap, he couldn't be a favorite of mine's.
Yeah, I don't.
Granted,
think so.
Kendrick music is not always fun.
No,
right?
Yeah,
it's not always fun.
His albums are very
right.
Like,
he's
artistic.
No Method Man. He's no Red Man. In a sense where they can give you something serious and dark, but they're just goofy. I'm a lighthearted guy. I'm fine with that. I hear the narrative. A lot of people saying that the only way Drake can get away from this is he's just gonna hit record them to death. But I say no hit record's ever gonna sound the same again.
You don't think so?
No. No hit records. You're the guy that stripped naked at the party, and we saw you have a unicorn tattoo on your butt cheek. And everybody's like, yo, what's up with that?
I felt like for Drake, it's going to be easier to move on from. Like, well.
Easier than Kendrick? He won.
Kendrick is going to
In my opinion.
That's okay. That's your opinion.
In my opinion.
I got Drake.
You just kicked this back in for an hour.
I got Drake. I'm telling you.
Why?
So I look at it as if towards the end, Drake stooped down to Kendrick's level for one, as I felt like it went from being more hip hop and rap and turned into like literally the last.
He had to walk down to talk to them.
The literal like last four tracks were almost like a conversation over a beat back and forth. It's like you and me in a room with a fucking beat on.
And it's like, yo, I know what, man, you proved your point. I proved my point.
No, but we're still never going to be friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it is what it is.
But you don't think he's copping out with the, yo, I'm on vacation? I ain't going to respond to this?
I just think that when I listen to the collection of the stuff, is that Push-Ups for me stood out more than everything, right? Push-Ups for Drake came as the best record out of all of them,
yeah,
for
but
one.
Yeah, him shit didn't get no... That...
Kendrick didn't respond for 2 weeks, right? Sure. So Kendrick dropped 2 weeks after TaylorMade came out. So Drake gave the rebuttal, gave the follow-up. Kendrick didn't say shit. Just came out like it's nobody's business. As if this isn't the rules of rap beef. As if the rules of engagement have changed.
Why do we need rules?
That's bullshit.
Why do we need rules?
Because of history.
What?
History dictates.
Relax.
Any rap beef.
What
Jada
are the, okay,
and Beanie.
Okay. What
Nas and Jay-Z.
What are the rules?
50 and Ja Rule.
What are the rules?
Yo, they say something, you better clap back fucking fast. You know what? I respect Rick Ross for coming out like 20 minutes later.
Although no one was
even though no one wanted to hear from him. I still respect that.
The game.
I still respect that because they understand the rules of engagement in hip hop beef.
Okay, Kendrick, so you're taking
thinks
Park.
He's bigger than that. Takes the culture, takes the fan base and says, they're going to wait for me to cook up. And when I drop, there's no stopping me.
He's pulling. Sorry, that was not that. That was knocked the microphone over. He's pulling a Drake.
No, that's not a Drake. Drake and Meek, same thing. Drake knew the timeline to reply, and he fucking followed all the rules properly. They're rules, bro.
I parry that with maybe Drake's more battle-tested.
Yeah.
So he's more familiar with the rules of the game.
Not even.
Kendrick just came on the court for the first time.
No. TDE is a fucking lyrical powerhouse, man.
Doesn't mean they're battle rap powerhouse.
They're a rap powerhouse.
Battle rap.
Yo, they are.
Or.
No, they are. Their lyrics may not be like they have their own style, but I just chalk it up to more of a West Coast thing for
just remind me of any anime group
yeah.
where everybody has a weapon class or a different style.
2 weeks and then restart the beef and then like win because, okay, 2 weeks goes by, Kendrick drops, Drake drops, Kendrick drops, Kendrick drops. It's like, oh, now I'm fucking ready. Nah, it don't work like that, bro. It don't work like that, bro. You can't feed shit down the tube. I don't have time to digest this shit. And before I can come up with an opinion, you've hit me with number two.
Man, so what Craig is saying that Kendrick's raps are going over his head. Craig, listen, I get it, man. I get it, man.
What I will encourage everyone to do, so my end-all, be-all statement is, okay. I think Drake won this, and that's okay to disagree with anybody who thinks otherwise.
I was not expecting that.
Well, you know what?
It's funny because every time I've brought up something about Kendrick, you're always like, meh.
It's mid.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm out of touch with Kendrick. I'll be honest. I love Mad City. But, you know, ever since Damn, I'm not even really, even between Pimping
I think
to
because
Pimp
you
a
probably
Butterfly,
got... Too political with you, maybe.
To Pimp a Butterfly and Damn, I was already kind of on the outs. You know what I mean? But I know like his ciphers, Control, he's got so many good songs. There's like no denying that. Now, what I will encourage everyone to do, and this is something that I thought of today, is if you reverse the timeline, it makes things even more interesting.
Go on.
So something for you, if you're down for it, if you haven't heard every song to make your ears bleed,
yeah.
Start with... What was this last one? Not Like Us.
Yeah.
Work your way backwards.
Am I putting a Black Panther song in there?
No. You don't get to do that. Take the beef timeline.
I want you to listen to it on your own, and you're gonna be like, damn.
You take Meet the Grams. You take, 616 in L.A. You take what was the other one? 6 something Heart in Toronto. I forgot the name of that one.
Okay.
Listen to it backwards, and it actually gets better. Because it starts with them easing up with that conversation to each other, that back and forth. And then
it gets to like,
this is where it was hard for me because then at the very end, Drake drops push-ups, and it's like, I had to hike down just to have a talk with you ass. And then the very end is Kendrick doing Like That. And I'm like,
I think push-ups is one of the better songs.
It is. It yeah, is. But yeah. Like, Kate, and again, I didn't want to like waste too much time and like dissect lyrics because I started to get very cringy and like in my head about it, where it was like, what did he, Kendrick's lyrics, man, are like the bar,
say it.
Bars aren't there, bro.
What? Wait, what?
The guy said,
what's up with you, bro?
No. The guy said, what are
you, yo, saying? Who have you and what you done with Craig?
The bars aren't there, fam.
I should have known when he brought out the Baileys. I was like, yo, who the fuck is this
I
guy?
I should have drink. I'm sorry.
I'm like, is this guy trying to fuck?
Oh my god. No, Devin said, look, man, Devin said, what, man, I'm killing it. What? Come on now. Come on now, fam.
Wop, wop.
Watch me do my shit.
Yeah.
Is that what he says?
Yeah. Oh,
really?
Don't do that.
That's
don't
what
do
we're
that.
Doing?
Don't do that.
No,
don't
we want to do the West Side Boogie.
No, we're feeling,
are we square dancing in this beef?
It's a freestyle where we're just filling out.
Not like
just,
us.
Yeah.
Not like us. Not like, I feel like I'm a fucking drugged out zombie in the corner, like, hypey dancing and shit. Bro, come on.
My goodness.
Come on. Put some effort into it, guys.
And Drake put effort into it?
Yes, he did. Until the end, he dumbed it down, and I didn't like
Drake got out-draked.
No.
Listen, before I left here today,
there's no Drake tactics.
I heard the Spanish version of BBL Drizzy, okay? And it was fucking fire, okay?
That doesn't
count. When I saw that Spanish girl do the bachata to the Drizzy L, and these guys did the song so
BBL
good,
Drizzy.
You think it's a real song.
Nah.
Listen.
Don't let Metro Boomin get in this.
Metro Boomin's allowed to get one.
No.
Bro, you fucked my girl and you can't tell me to go sit down and make some drums.
No.
No. I'm still getting back.
Nah.
Jesus Christ. Nah. Man.
So Pusha came at 40. These poor guys are talking about how ill he was and shit.
You guys can't.
Producer is like the fucking little brother of this.
Pusha T is like the Mewtwo, the Mew, the Pikachu of rap. You guys can't. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. I miss him too. My algorithm started pushing out a Pusha T freestyle, and I'm digging the freestyle like, oh, did he say, is he in it? Did he support? But he's just like, yo, I already slayed that dragon.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing his fucking skin as a leather coat. Yeah, so y'all can have the scraps.
Meet the Grams would maybe be the one that I would side with Kendrick on. I think that's the 1 point Kendrick gets for me. I think he beat him on that for sure. But nah, man, it's just...
It's like, going to be hard for me because I'm moving forward.
So...
I'm already thinking, who's the next Drake?
Who's the next?
I'm already over this. My brain's already thinking.
Not in a beef perspective, though.
No, but just as in the person that's personified hip hop and rap.
Yeah, who gets to carry the torch?
Who's gonna be the next commercial hit? Because
Jack Harlow.
He's not fucking with Drake. And we saw them spending.
White boy.
Yeah, Craig. Oh, Craig. See, even your people's folded. Drake's Craig left.
Oh my god.
You see? Even Jack's in on it too.
Is he not?
Why are you rolling for Drake if he's the bad guy? You just like rolling for the bad guy?
Yeah, I'll root for the villain. I'm not scared to do it.
Like, you're the guy that likes
allocation phase.
Craig's the guy with this I like sinister hat.
God damn. Oh, there was an X-Men take. Do you want to get into it?
Mm.
I don't know if this beef is over. So it's like I wanted to dedicate a lot of time to it because we may not get the chance to bring it up again.
Yeah.
Well, we may think of some things that come to light in the future, but yeah, I encourage everyone to fucking listen to it backwards and then see if it changes anything. It may not, but for me...
But hold on. I had to listen to 10 years of subliminals...
Backwards.
...for you to put Drake on top. Is that what we're fucking doing right now?
Yep.
No. No. Yep. No, that's not it.
Yep.
You. This is like Craig saying, okay, this barbecue got shot up. It's bad, but the reason why,
let's take
10 years ago, he slapped the ice cream out of that little girl's hand.
Did I not say last episode, this is the equivalent of you killed my cousin back in 99? Wow. Did I not say that? Foreshadowing. That's what we call that show business.
Enough foreskin in here in the Hidden Six podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
So X-Men 97.
X-Men 97 is pretty dope. Cool. Yeah, we'll touch on that probably next episode. Do a little review on that. Because I don't want any more spoilers. Because when you're like, oh, this, and I'm like,
I didn't watch the ending. I didn't spoil
it. I didn't watch the ending. No, I didn't watch the ending. But you just by saying that, and I'm like,
You?
Well, Craig, you, considering what I see now, only thing that can be worse is that everybody dies. You see? You see?
You said.
You see?
I said, did you watch the ending? You said, no.
I'm like, yo, I'm just watching, spoiler alert. Real. I'm like, I'm just here when Professor X got his alien main squeeze, and I'm like, I forgot about him being a different race. And then I'm like, yo, I forgot about their version of Superman. I hate, because I've read all this shit before. You know what, fuck, when I saw the eyebrows?
For who? Just for all the characters?
Yeah, for the new characters with X.
Okay.
X. That's what, I'm like, yo, I completely forgot about this. And that's what I used to bother me about. Because
I went and watched the old one after 97.
Marvel used to bother me about that because they would always do the sleight of hand. Oh, he didn't really die. He fell in a portal when that nuclear plant blew up and became a god on another dimension. And now I used to hate that because they'll always find convenient ways. I like how we got from Drake to comics. To find a convenient way of
sleight
of hand.
It's still
we're still beef talking. Like, nah, fuck that shit. Magneto was 100% grooming Rogue. Fuck you. Yeah. She was like 16 and he was already 80.
It's pretty bad, yeah.
It was pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
Oh, okay. Well, it was because of love, but the writing, though.
It was really good.
The writing was so good. I'm sitting and I'm like,
finish it up and then we'll touch base on it. There's a lot of cool shit that happens in that. So, look, hip hop.
I'm like, yo, Wolverine, here's your time. Blow jeans back out. Even if it's a leg, blow it.
I'm just saying, Zane, final thoughts. You cannot tell me that the Leafs lost, the Jays are losing, and Drake lost. I'm not having it.
Now, when you mentioned
not
that
having
Toronto's
it.
In, I was like, yo, no, maybe there's some hope for Drake. So you're lying to yourself. I can see it in your eyes. It hurts.
I made this decision before the end of the playoffs, bro.
I saw your third eyelid fucking blink sideways.
No.
You really was just like, no, in a perfect world, Drake would always win.
Yep.
No, the culture wins.
I don't like that. In a hip-hop beef perspective, I don't
what
think...
What person to fuck the culture?
I think the culture should shut the fuck up.
Let the two men...
Two men duke it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, let them beef, bro.
Okay, what do you say for next time? All rap beefs?
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to get some diss tracks off, but only if you sign a contract to have a celebrity boxing match, because we need more laughs.
Quavo and Chris Brown?
Chris is beating the shit out of Quavo.
We didn't even touch him base on.
We did touch a little bit. A little bit.
Nah, I'm not down with that.
No. Because then you got it. Now people are going to be selective.
You need the mystery element
of never knowing.
No, of the will this spill over into the streets? Look at what this shooting has done.
No, but if the boxing match happens,
yes,
I'm fighting against violence on the streets here.
Nah, fuck that.
In my back.
Nah, fuck that's some culture shit right there. I'm
sorry, Craig. Security here. Craig apparently thinks that you getting shot. It's for the culture?
No, it's not. It's for the streets. I didn't know that I was interviewing the culture today.
That nigga had gambling debts.
True.
Stop trying to make it seem like, yo, I'm Drake's bodyguard. I'm telling everybody.
I have my own life.
Yeah, finessing everybody.
I killed someone else's cousin.
Yo, give me some cat. Why? You could drive by the house.
There we go. We didn't think about that, eh?
We didn't think about that. That's the first thing I said. I said,
he might have some skeletons in his closet.
Because... I don't know. We gotta investigate Drake's. I'm gonna bring that back next time. I'm gonna investigate Drake's firm, that is bodyguards.
Yeah.
Because from what I've seen in some of the clips, the 1-2 in the security looks like some man's. Okay.
True.
It didn't look like he was like an ex army, ex Green Beret.
Credentials are a little different.
Saying
he's like,
I'm just saying.
Yo, I served two years on fucking Jane and Finch.
Yeah, I was like, yo, I seen you while I was doing groceries.
2 years at York Finch Mall.
You're not that guy. Stop robbing the dollar store. And you have all these crazy people showing up at the place now all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And I was watching the news, people were like,
they broke in?
Some guy was trying to gain access, whatever, right? But when the cops picked him up, people were passing by. People was like, yeah, it's a trouble all the time. I freeze the frame on the TV and I looked and I'm like, you're wearing a lumberjack shirt.
He's the landscaper.
With stucco on your beard.
He's the
You ain't fuck. You don't fucking live here. If you don't get the hell out of here. Listen, people that lives in Drake neighborhood, they might talk to the neighbor if they just happen to be pulling out in each other's Bentleys at the same time.
Facts.
Otherwise, you pull out and they go on into their day. They're not walking the dog in their fucking... People who walk the dog in that neighborhood are the two neighborhoods over that want to see nice fucking houses. I live here. I'll tell you all that shit.
You ever do a drive-through there?
I used to. And then after it got like, you see? Because you don't see anybody who lives in these. You never see
them. You don't know who they are.
You never see them.
Celine Dion's in there.
You never see them.
Drake's in there. I forget who else, but
And everybody's mad that Drake had to the cities changed the rules for him.
Yeah.
To get fences higher.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right.
But it don't matter because people are still getting shot.
We need to collectively, as the culture, we need to establish a proper hip hop beef checklist before we can move on. Because I think that a lot of these people writing for the culture and writing for Kendrick probably won't have much knowledge in previous beefs.
Do they though?
I hope so.
Need to have?
Yes.
Now remember, we're doing the old guy thing. Remember, I came here, I was bumping the beans.
Yeah.
And I'm just dying in my.
But like, when you pulled up, I heard the song and I already know the whole timeline.
It took you right back. It took you right back.
It needs to do that.
No, you know what? No more releases.
Mm.
Go to the radio stations.
That'd be pretty cool.
I want the Fun Flex drop.
Yeah.
I want to hear the bomb.
Okay.
I want to hear.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
Give me the Friday Night Freestyle. Shout out to Fabulous. Where is Fabulous? Anyhow, yeah. Give me that, like, where you heard in a radio station, it blows up, and it finds me. But isn't the beef?
I pull up, and like, the guy beside me is bumping my diss track, and I'm like,
Is the beef? Are we not missing the point? Shouldn't the beef evolve like the music has?
No.
Craig is like, a fist fight's a fist fight.
That's it.
If you bring out a teleporter doing a fist fight, it's not a fist fight.
Not a fist fight.
If you bring out a flux capacitor, a laser beam,
mm-hmm.
if it's not a butterfly knife,
mm-hmm.
the gun's the last resort. No, your boy gets to pull the gun.
No, I need
because he sees you getting stomped. And he has to air it out. He's like, yo, enough. Enough. Okay. Craig's saying some things should remain the same.
It's sacred to me, is what I'm saying.
Forget what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right? Somebody respond, but then he did respond right after Drake responded.
Just don't try to change rap beef culture. Don't try to change that.
Craig, it's not for us, man. It's for the kids, man.
I guess.
It's for the kids.
Read up on what people are saying. I got to get on my Reddit.
You got to get deeper. Quick. No, I can't get any deeper than this, man. It'll be a fucking abortion. Anyhow, listen. Alrighty then, ladies and gentlemen. What episode is this?
66 in the books. It has been a pleasure. Mother's Day coming up. All of y'all out there who have moms, our moms, even those that are not with their moms, please make sure that you tell a mother that you love them.
Actually, big up the... Just tell any mom you see on road.
That's it.
You'll see how much it means to them, especially
none of us would be here.
The old ladies don't get enough love, bro.
I've always wanted to hand out flowers on the corner. I've never done it. I always wanted to just
do that.
We'll
do it one day.
One day.
We'll do it one day. We'll buy a couple and we'll just...
Just post up.
That's what reminds them, though.
No. To the mothers. You know what I mean? But yeah, they don't get enough love. And even if they do, they still haven't. If you thought you'd given them the world, there's the moon and more to give them.
Oh, man. We had so much more to talk about, but, you know, I got a party for my daughter that I got to attend to.
I think this is important that you make.
Yeah, right? So I've been sweating this for the whole week and stuff. So, you know, we could talk about anime. We could talk about One Piece doing really good right now. It's really coming to a head where, like...
Sounds like.
We're getting there. Shout out to all the One Piece. Shout out to Meg Thee Stallion for her BoA video, which was a play on a character from One Piece.
Okay.
Right, where she turns men into statues. But then she blew a hole through the guy. The social justice warrior in me was like, man, if I blew a hole through a girl on TV, even in a...
I'd be hanged up from the rap.
Man, they wouldn't like that too much. But hey, who am I? She is shaking her assets. And I'm reading two different types of comments. People are like, yo, the nerd culture's popping. I'm like, well, why the nerd culture got to pop like this? It'd be fine if it's popping on CNN. But...
Oh, are you mad? The culture is infiltrated?
She seems to have been a fan from day one.
She's a plant. She's a plant.
If she's a plant, I'm swinging. If Mel is a plant, I don't think so because...
It's an untapped market, Zane.
She's had good bars about anime.
There's been...
You would have to know.
There's males that have already gotten into that. There's the Dragon Ball Z lines. There's a lot of stuff going around for the male
culture.
Those don't
fly enough.
The females have not tapped into the waifu culture.
Yo, enough of you kicking Drake back and about being a plant.
All right.
Okay, guys? We're going to get out of here because Craig... I don't know what Craig, one minute he loves him, next minute not. I don't know. Who are you? What have you done with the real Craig? Next episode, the real Craig is back, hating everything as he should.
episode 66. You can find us on Spotify and YouTube. I finally subscribed.
No, shit.
Coming up. I finally subscribed to my own YouTube.
We'll take somebody else. Yeah.
The Hidden Six, THEHIDDENSIX, episode 66. It's your boy, Space Boy Elroy, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Culture.
Yup.
And we out.